Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 465 for Thursday, July 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Thursday morning after bouncing around both sides of unchanged in overnight activity. Canola was down $2 to $3, the November contract down $2.70 at $477.10 per ton. Prices were due for a corrective bounce after posting losses the previous 3 days, but though the advances proved short-lived and values retreated to test nearby support. Bearish technical signals, a downturn in Chicago soybeans, strength in the Canadian dollar, and relatively favorable North American crop conditions all contributed to the eventual declines in canola. However, there are still more than enough areas of concern across the prairies to keep some weather premiums in the futures. Solid exporter and domestic crusher demand, given the wide crush margins, also helped limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down while corn and wheat were both higher. Soybeans were down 7 to 15 cents, the November contract down 13 at 10.60 per bushel. Flooding in China has killed both livestock and farmed fish in the country, resulting in a sharp drop in Chinese soy meal prices amid expectations for reduced demand. That weakness in soy meal pulled beans down in Chicago as well, while relatively favorable crop conditions are in the Midwest are also pressuring values. Corn, though, it's up 3 to 7 cents, the September contract up 6 at 3.48 per bushel. Lowered expectations on the size of Brazil's corn crop accounted for some of the strength there, as any production issues in Brazil will shift more export demand back to the U.S. Forecasts calling for hotter weather across parts of the Midwest over the next 2 weeks were also supportive, as the heat at this time could put some stress on the developing corn crops. The USDA also reported a fresh sale of about 140,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat, it's up 1 to 4 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 3 at 4.32 per bushel. Spillover from the advances in corn lent some support to wheat today, but the ongoing U.S. harvest did temper the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.